Hello again. This is Maths It Podcast F16. This podcast covers the foundation GCSE revision topic of two-dimensional and three-dimensional shapes. Question 1 is a fairly straightforward naming 3D shapes questions. You need to learn the names of these shapes and others. The first is a cylinder, the second a cuboid, and the third is a square-based pyramid. Just pyramid will not do in this question. Other shapes that could come up would be a cube, a triangular-based pyramid, or a tetrahedron, and triangular prism, or other different-shaped prisms. A prism or a pyramid are named after the shape of the base, or the cross-sectional area. For question 2, the first part, we need to draw a line from point C that is perpendicular to the line AB. Since the diagram has got squares on it, we can use these squares to draw a perpendicular line. Perpendicular means at right angles to, and is not to be confused with parallel. So the line from point C that is perpendicular to the line AB will go vertically upwards from C. It will cross the line AB one square along from point A. For part B, we need to sketch a cylinder in the space. Now obviously you're not going to get question 1 and question 2 on the same exam paper, but question 1 can help us here since there is a cylinder drawn for question 1. So to draw a cylinder, we can simply start with an ellipse, the shape at the top of the cylinder, sort of like a squash circle, then draw vertical lines down from this and join it at the bottom with half an ellipse. This gives a cylinder. Alternatively, you can draw a circle, then draw diagonal lines back from the circle and join these together with half a circle. This will look like a cylinder lying down. It's worth practicing drawing three-dimensional shapes, not just cylinders, for example prisms and such like. Question 3 has a drawing of a cuboid. The dimensions of the cuboid are 2 cm, 2 cm and 3 cm. For part A, we don't need these dimensions. We need to simply write down, for the first part, the number of faces of the cuboid. Faces means flat sides. So you can see 3 flat sides on the diagram. However, each of these flat sides has got an opposite side that we can't see. So there are 3 sides that we can't see. This gives us 6 faces altogether. For part 2, we need to count the number of vertices of the cuboid. Now, a vertex is simply a corner. Now again, we can't see all of the vertices on the diagram, but if you imagine that we've got a shaded square at one end, that has 4 vertices. The other vertices are going to be the other 4 at the other end of the cuboid. So there are 8 vertices altogether. Finally, we need to count the number of edges on the cuboid. Edges are straight edges where 2 faces meet. So you can see in the diagram that there are 4 edges on the rectangle facing us. So therefore there must be 4 edges on the rectangle away from us. We've also got the 4 edges that join these 2 rectangles together. This makes 12 edges altogether. So the answers here for part 1 should be 6, 2 is 8, and for part 3 we get 12. Moving on to part B, we need to draw an accurate net of this cuboid. The word accurate is key here. We need to make sure that all our dimensions are exact. Also, that angles need to be exact as well. Since these are rectangles, they need to be 90 degrees. I would start off by drawing a rectangle that was 3 centimetres by 8 centimetres. This 8 centimetres includes the 4 faces, all of 2 centimetre height, that go around the cuboid. Once you've drawn this 3 by 8 centimetre rectangle, we can divide it up into 4 separate 3 by 2 centimetre rectangles. The reason I drew a 3 by 8 rectangle first is to make it more accurate. Once we've got these 4 rectangles in a row, we can simply draw on 2 squares that are 2 centimetres by 2 centimetres to the ends of these rectangles. So we need to just choose one of the rectangles, draw a 2 centimetre square on one end, and a 2 centimetre square on the other. Check to see that your net would fold up to give the cuboid, and make sure that all measurements are exact, so within at least within a millimetre of the actual measurements, 3 and 2. Question 4 gives us a net of a triangular prism. If the net is folded to make a prism, two of the vertices meet at A. We need to identify the two vertices that meet at point A. Now what you have to do is imagine that this net were folded up to make the prism. You should be able to see that the point on the very right-hand side will meet up with point A, and also the corresponding point on the square above point A, so at the very left-hand end of the prism, will also match up. So it's the point at the right-hand end of the net and the point above A at the left-hand end of the net. These are the points that match point A. We're then told that two of the faces are square with length 4 centimetres and two of the faces are right-angled triangles. The remaining face is a rectangle. We have to work out the volume of the prism. Now there's two ways you can do this. Imagine that the net was folded up to make the prism. Since the triangles are right-angled triangles and two of the faces are squares, this will fold up to make half of a cube. The cube would have dimensions 4 centimetres by 4 centimetres by 4 centimetres, and so would have volume 4 times 4 times 4, or 64 cubic centimetres. Since the prism is only half a cube, we need to half this 64 to get 32 cubic centimetres. The alternative method is to treat it as a prism. Now the volume of a prism is given by the area of the cross-section multiplied by the length. The cross-section would be a triangle. The triangle would be a right-angle triangle with length 4 centimetres and 4 centimetres on the perpendicular sides. The area of a triangle is given by the half of the base times the height, so this would be half of 4 times 4, which would give us 8. So the area of the triangle is 8 square centimetres. We can then multiply this by the length of the prism, which would be 4 centimetres, so 8 times 4 would be 32, again giving us 32 cubic centimetres. Question 5 shows us the plan and front elevation of a prism. We have to draw the side elevation of the prism on the grid. You should see from the plan that the width of the side elevation will be 4 squares. You should also see from the front elevation that the height of the side elevation will be 4 squares. So we need to start by drawing a square that is 4 by 4 squares on the grid. Then, whichever side we look at, we can see that one square up there will be a horizontal line across, and also two squares up there should be a horizontal line across. So what we should have for the side elevation is a square that is 4 squares by 4 squares, which has a line one square up going horizontally across the square, and a line two squares up going horizontally across the square, thus giving us three rectangles. For part B, we need to draw a 3D sketch of the prism. Now this can be quite difficult for some people, but if you follow this method, it should be fairly straightforward. Start by copying the sketch of the front elevation. So copy exactly the diagram from the front elevation, obviously not the square grid. Then, from the points on the top, you need to draw diagonal lines, preferably at 45 degrees, but it doesn't matter too much, all the same length, going up and to the right. So diagonal lines from the points on the top of the prism, going up and to the right. You should also do it from the points on the right-hand end of the prism. You can then join these lines, as long as they're all the same length, together. This should give you a 3D effect, so we should have a 3D sketch of the prism. This often comes up on exams, and so it's worth remembering this method. Draw the front of the prism, or the shape that you're drawing a 3D object for, then draw lines going up and to the right at an angle of approximately 45 degrees, and then make sure all of these are the same length, and then join them together. Question 6 also asks us to sketch a 3D shape. However, this time we're given just the plan, front elevation and side elevation, and the shape is not a prism. It might help to get 5 cubes and try and make this shape. To do that, stick 3 of the cubes in a long line together, and then the other 2 cubes put perpendicular at the end of this block of cubes. So we should have 5 cubes joined together to make the shape. Have a look at this shape and see how you could draw it in 3D. There are 2 ways to do this. You could draw it using an isometric method. This means that lines come off at equal angles from a center point at the bottom. So choose your point to be the point at the bottom and draw lines going backwards at approximately 30 degrees to the horizontal. Again, it's a sketch, so it doesn't matter about the accuracy here. You need to make sure that the face at one side looks like the L shape and that lines come off this up and diagonally to the right. You need to remember that there's an extra bit sticking off at the back, and so this should need to be drawn going outwards back to the right. It's a tricky thing to describe, so it helps to have a look at other isometric drawings if you can. The other way to do it is to simply draw the side elevation, the L shape, and use the diagonal line method that we used on the last question. So draw diagonal lines up and to the right from each of these points. You can then join these up, making sure that all of those diagonal lines were the same length, to get the L shape. We then need to extend back one of the diagonal lines, the one in the middle, and join this up to make a cuboid that goes out of the back of the L shape. Again, it's very tricky to describe this, so have a look at some pictures, make the cube, and see how you can draw this. Question 7 asks us to draw an accurate drawing of a parallelogram with sides 7 cm and 10 cm. The start of this is fairly straightforward. Simply get your ruler and pencil, and accurately, making sure that you're very exact, draw a line 10 cm long, and then from one end, at an angle, draw a line 7 cm long. The angle is not specified in the question, and so it doesn't matter what this angle is. The next part, however, to make sure that we're accurate, we need to use a pair of compasses. Put your pencil in your compasses and make sure your compasses are tight. Then set your compasses so the distance between the point and the pencil point is 10 cm. Put the compass point at the end of the 7 cm line that doesn't join with the existing 10 cm line, and draw an arc that you imagine would be at the other vertex of the parallelogram. Then set your compasses to 7 cm. Put the compass point on the end of the 10 cm line that we drew originally, and mark a 7 cm arc that hopefully will cross through the 10 cm arc you did from the other line. Where those two arcs cross will be the extra vertex of the parallelogram. So we can then join up the 10 cm line to this arc. This line should be exactly 7 cm. Then join the 7 cm line that we drew to the 10 cm arc. This line should be 10 cm exactly. So we should have a parallelogram with 2 sides exactly 10 cm and 2 sides exactly 7 cm. This concludes Maths It Podcast F16 on 2-dimensional and 3-dimensional shapes.